Crazy makes you crazy. When you're with someone crazy, they make you crazy. Keep looking at me. Because crazy people know they're crazy. I had this girl, she started editing out my friends and family because she knew they were watching and their brains weren't fogged by sex. So she would just like we'd have this family gathering and then they'd leave and she'd do something. You know what? Your buddies Tommy and Steve, I don't really want them over here anymore. Kind of irresponsible. I don't really want them over here anymore. And your dad was kind of a jerk to me. I don't really want him over here anymore. And your sister was a bitch to me at Thanksgiving. And I really want him over here anymore. So after 3 years, I couldn't move because I really didn't know anybody who owned a truck. I was like, I have to live with you for the rest of my life now. Another girl randomly punched me. She would just punch me. Like if we got in a little argument, her response was, pat! By any measure of the Geneva Convention, the crap this chick did to me, she should be up on war crimes at Gitmo right now. But by the end of the argument, she would do something heinous, and then we'd argue, and then I would apologize to her. And it started to feel weird, and I started talking to my friends. Hey, guys, here's what happened. Like, I woke up at 3 o'clock last night, and she was sitting on me, just popping me in the temple, right? So we talked about it, and then today I went out and got her flowers. And my friends would always say something like, dude, can you call my voicemail and say that exact thing so I can play it back for you? Then she found out I was talking to my friends about our relationship. Oh, it was like I sold nuclear secrets to North Korea at that point. What do you mean you're talking about our relationship? Sit down! You had no business discussing our business. That was our business. What business was it of his to know our business? Explain! What do you mean? We were just in the car talking because he had to drive me home from the emergency room. Because I had to get those stitches where you stabbed me, remember? Oh, it's always about you, isn't it? I got stabbed, I got stabbed, I got stabbed. I mean, no, it's kind of about you too, you know, because you stabbed me. Also, now you point the finger, you stabbed me, you stabbed me, you stabbed me. Well, let me ask you this question. What did you do to get stabbed? I'm not running around stabbing everybody, am I? I'm not a crazy stabber person, am I? I did not stab those bitches in the mall you were looking at, did I? No. So instead of taking no responsibility and pointing the finger at me, and by the way, when you do that, there are three pointing back at you. Instead of that, maybe you could take a minute and ask yourself this question. What did I do to get stabbed? Okay, well, I was running away from you. Because you had that knife. And you were screaming, I'm going to stab you! And then I got to the front door, which you had locked. And when I turned around, you stabbed me. Yes, that's what happened. But who left their keys on the table so they could not unlock the door? Oh my God, you're right! I am so sorry I made you stab me! Ow! I deserve it. Crazy makes you crazy. And you have to have the Armageddon fight, the Ground Zero fight. You know, guys, that fight where you're at Home Depot the next day going, I need 2 bathroom doors. Is this all the spackle you have right here? That no holes barred fight. We all get to that crazy place, man. Let's, and people that say this crack me up. Oh, our relationship ended fine. You lying bastards, really? No relationship ends fine. The only reason people say it ended fine was because whatever they did to each other in that last fight, they could still be prosecuted. The statute of limitations has not run out yet.